16. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified. I'm going to go from... I'm going to go from number one. Verse one. Thank you, Josh. Thank you very much. I'll let you see me with your word. Thank you. Ephesians 4. I'm going to begin at verse 1. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, appeal to and beg you to walk, lead a life worthy of the divine calling to which you have been called, with behavior that is a credit to the summons to God's service. That will preach all by itself. Living as becomes you, with complete lowliness of mind, humility and meekness, unselfishness, gentleness, mildness, with patience, bearing with one another and making allowance because you love one another. Be eager and strive earnestly to guard and keep the harmony and oneness and produced by the Spirit in the binding power of peace. There is one body, one Spirit. Just as there is one hope that belongs to the calling you receive. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all, sovereign over all, pervading all and living in us all. Yet grace, God's unmerited favor, was given to each of us individually, not indiscriminately, but in different ways, in proportion to the measure of Christ's rich and bounteous gift. Therefore, it is said, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive. He led a train of vanquished foes, and he bestowed gifts on men. But he ascended. Now, what can this he ascended mean but that he had previously descended from the heights of heaven into the depths of the lower parts of the earth? He who has descended is the very same, he who has also ascended high above all the heavens, that he, his presence, might fill all things, the whole universe, from the lowest to the highest. And in his gifts were varied. He himself appointed and gave men to us, some to be apostles, special messengers, some prophets, inspired preachers and expounders, some evangelists, preachers of the gospel, traveling missionaries, some pastors, shepherds of his flock, and teachers. His intention was the perfecting and the full equipping of the saints, his consecrated people, that they should do the work of the ministering toward building up Christ's body, the church. Repeat after me, the work of ministering toward building up Christ's body, the church. Verse 13, that it might develop until we all attain oneness in the faith and in the comprehension of the full and accurate knowledge of the Son of God, that we might arrive at really mature manhood, the completeness of personality, which is nothing less than the standard height of Christ's own perfection, the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ, and the completeness found in him. So then we may no longer be children tossed like ships to and fro between chance gusts of teaching and wavering with every changing wind of doctrine, the prey of the cunning and cleverness of unscrupulous men, gamblers engaged in every shifting form of trickery and inventing errors to mislead. Rather, let our lives lovingly express truth in all things, speaking truly, dealing truly, living truly. Enfolded in love, let us grow up in every way, in all things into him who is the head, even Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. For because of him, the whole body, the church, in all its various parts, closely joined and firmly knitted together, by the joints and ligaments which is supplied, when each part with power adapted to its need, is working properly in all its functions, grows to full maturity, building itself up in love. So this I say, solemnly testifying in the name of the Lord, as in his presence, that you must no longer live as the heathen Gentiles. So you no longer live as the heathen Gentiles do in their perversion. in the folly, vanity, and emptiness of their souls, and the futility of their minds. Their moral understanding is darkened, and their reasoning is beclouded. They are alienated, estranged, self-banished from the life of God, with no share in it. This is because of the ignorance, the want of knowledge and perception, the willful blindness that is deep-seated in them, due to the hardness of heart, to the insensitiveness of their moral nature. In their spiritual apathy, they have become callous. In past feeling and recklessness, have abandoned themselves a prey to unbridled sensuality. I know I heard from God. To unbridled sensuality, eager and greedy to indulge in every form of impurity. Woo! That their depraved desires may suggest and demand. But you did not so learn Christ, assuming that you have really heard him and been taught by him, as all truth is in Jesus, embodied and personified in him. Strip yourselves of your former nature. Strip yourselves of your former nature. Put off and discard your old, unrenewed self, which is characterized by your previous manner of life and becomes corrupt through lust and desires that spring from delusion, and be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude, and put on the new nature, the regenerate self, created in God's image, Godlike in the true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, rejecting all falsity and being done now with it, let everyone express the truth with his neighbor, for we are all parts of one body and members of one another. When angry, do not sin. Do not ever let your wrath, your exasperation, your fury, or indignation last until the sun goes down. Thank you, Jesus. Leave no such room or foothold for the devil. Give no opportunity to him. Let the thief steal no more, but rather let him be industrious, making an honest living with his own hands, so that he may be able to give to those in need. Love it, love it, love it. Father, I thank you for your confirmation and your word. As a letter that is written from the Apostle Paul to the church of Ephesus, Lord, I thank you that you speak and you speak expressly. How we are to be and how we're to live and how we're to present you, the Christ, the Anointed One, to others that are around. And how we are not to live according to after our own fleshly desires. Father, I thank you in advance, for you have given us the blueprints. In Jesus' my name, we thank you. All of God's children said amen.
Amen.
The church has received a letter from the Apostle Paul, whom had been buffeted, and speaks to them. That's not a very friendly letter. You want me to tell you how it's read? You acting a fool? You horn around. And you're playing church.
That's right.
We'll just make it in layman's term. Mm-hmm. That's what's being said here.
Yeah.
Apostle Paul didn't pull no punches. The writers in their translations, they wrote whatever they needed to write and what it said, but we miss a lot. Because you know when you talk to people on the phone, you can't see their expressions. Or when you write a letter to someone, you know, when somebody breaks up with you and they send it through a text. The Lord said, and you want to put the Lord into everything, but you never put the Lord into the marriage. Well, I'll just leave it alone. Just leave it alone. Just leave it alone. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 12 says that we will work to build the body. See that? We can build the body. Remember when I came from my cruise, I told you what the Lord told me? Mm-hmm. I wrote it down. Realign, regroup, and refocus. Realign. I wonder why my back has been hurt and has not been healed. Why is it happening, God? It says you're out of alignment too. Yeah, well, yeah, when I get mad, I get mad at myself too. When you're getting rebuked, guess who's getting rebuked too? Yeah. There's nobody exempt. When you think you're up here because I know scriptures,
You're just as low as everybody else. Don't think you're higher and mightier or more knowledgeable than anybody else. It does you no good. It does you no good. The devil knows it better than you. He ain't saved. He ain't going to get saved. So, you knowing it is not the thing. It's you doing it that matters. But he tells us what to do. Why did I go to Ephesus? Because we all know that. He gives some apostles and some prophets and some teachers. I'm that one. Which one? Want to be prophet? You want to be prophet? You want to be a prophet? Have at it. Have at it. And take everything that comes along with it, too. Take everything that comes with it. Everything. Like losing everything you ever thought you worked for. Lose it all. Lose your sanity and lose all your strength and your might because it's not you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might lose a couple other things, too. You might lose your own child. You want to be a prophet? Go through it. Oh, no, you just want to be used so you can be seen and you can be heard and get the accolades.
Hello.
That ain't a prophet.
Tell it.
Oh, no. Oh. Oh, because you got an inspired word for somebody, now you're a self-proclaimed prophet. The spirit of prophecy falls on those that wills. God is in control.
Amen.
Here's the deal. If he made the... Too many kids. They've used the donkey to prophesy. The donkey ain't no prophet. The donkey never be a prophet. Donkey's just an instrument that spoke to get the prophet back on track.
That's right.
I'm preaching good morning. Or the other one. I want to be apostle. I'm going to send everybody out. Send them all out because they ain't coming back. Send them all out. I want to be an overseer. You can't even see yourself. There have been so many of these self-proclaimed this and self-proclaimed that, and I got to go get, I don't even know what they call it in church nowadays. I got to go get recognized, or you got to go get acknowledged. When I go to Whataburger, they acknowledge me immediately when I drive up. Does that make it religious? I'm being acknowledged? Thank you, sir. See you tomorrow. That doesn't mean because you've been acknowledged that you are. It says that God called. God called. So I've known that part of the scripture. I've known that. That's all I ever went to. I'm a prophet. Well, evangelize too. No, you're not. You hate it. I know. I don't want to be a pastor because then I got to deal with people. I'm going to do that one. I'm a prophet. The prophets were always by themselves. So if I'm a prophet, I don't have to be around the people until God tells me to go. Then I'll go. Throw dirt around and let the pastor clean it up. Y'all don't like that one? You ever been around that, Josh, where a prophet come through? None of it matching up. Every now and then you hear one word. Ooh, that was a prophet of God right there. He said, I'll get in a house. Get in a house. That was a prophet right there. He was right on, bang, right on target. Here comes the pastor. Saying, did you pay your bills? Did you pay your mortgage? You took out another signature loan that pays 24% interest? You couldn't even afford the bills that you had before. Now you want to put another bill on top of that? And you don't even have enough money to... Yeah, prophet, so-and-so spoke that to you, all right. Mm-hmm. Guess who has to clean it up? Go back. And let's look. Cut cable. Cut your cell phone. And you're going to have to stop going out to eat. What would you do? I bind you in the name of Jesus. And nobody want to hear a pastor because a pastor trains you up. Teaches you on how to live and how to do things right according to the kingdom of God. Everybody said, no, you got to have that kind of faith. Pump the brakes, put the safety brake on. That's not what it says. You please God with your faith. Right? Does it say how you displease him? through disobedience. What disobedience is that? Oh, you got laws of this land you have to adhere to. Oh, really? Jesus even paid taxes too. Oh, what kind of tax was it? A tax that they just wanted to get money because it wasn't even a real tax that he should have been paying. But guess what? Because the laws of the land, he paid it. If Jesus had to do the laws of the land, what makes you think we don't? So, you know, mess. God says, go clean it up, son. Okay. It reminded me of the parade. Remember the parade? You know what I'm talking about, right? Falling right after, picking up all that mess. I'm not doing this next year. They gave me the wrong detail. I wanted to be on the float. Right? And I'm but clowns out there anyhow. And then you ask, hey, you want some drink? Yeah, I'll take a beer. Don't act like you never seen them. You've already been giving them beer and they're like walking down the street. Why? Because they got the worst job. Picking up all the mess. Nobody wanted to do that. Hey, you want to be on the parade? Yeah, I'll be in the parade. Get all excited like you're going to be on TV. They just didn't tell you you're going to be shoveling the dung. The pooper scoopers. Here they come. They had the metal cans, too. You know why the metal cans? So they want everybody to notice them. And they're nice and shiny, too. But guess what? What they're doing, they're preparing the way for those that are coming. But ain't nobody want to pick up the pooper scooper. Because everybody wants to be on the float. Give me some candy so I can throw it out. That's why they call you El Rey Feo, the ugly king. Well, I don't want to be that one. Or I want to be on one of those convertible cars and have that long dress just coming out. Just everybody wants to be seen. But ain't nobody want to do the work that is unseen. Oh. Yeah. Realign, regroup, and refocus. Lord told me, Marty, build the body. Build the body. I thought he was talking about lifting weights. I've been working out for like 3 years. I ain't seen no increase. He said, boy, you really worked that muscle out real good. Bicep getting real big. Not. Belly muscle getting real big. Because that's enjoyable. You can sit there and get the Holy Ghost. So have you ever sat there in front of a plate? Oh, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. People around you looking at you crazy over there. You know, you're at IHOP and you've got that big old meaty just full of meat omelet with cheese on top. And they got those hash browns nice and crisp. Just the way you like it. And when you ordered the bacon on the side, you said, I want it crispy. And it came out so crispy that when you just took your fork in it, you heard the angels go, oh. So you had to reply with, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm moving forward. Because you get under the Holy Ghost because something just works, and you just keep on because it's easy. It's not so that muscle gets real big. But the other muscles that you have to really work out, no, you start getting achy. You're like most times everybody goes, I'm going to go to the gym. And then the next day, oh. And heaven forbid you did leg work. Your legs are still shaking. And then when you got to go boo-boo, you can't even bend down to get on the seat. I'm just telling you for real, just letting you know. And it hurts so much. It hurts so much. You don't want to work out no more. Right? Right? It's the same thing in the kingdom of God. We do things that are easy so we can be seen to say that, oh, he's got word in him. No, the real word is hidden. It's hidden. And it only comes forth in the times of trouble. Real word. Not the word that you want to memorize so you can speak it to say, well, he knows scripture. Yeah. You a scholar. You know word. And then you get someone like me that it's in the book of Juan Canerbo. Let's go to the book of Jethro. People on their iPads and iPhones. They know Jethro. But it's in the Bible. The one I love is when Medea's talks. You know, it's in the Bible. Scripture say. Okay. But the reality is the word that penetrates into your soul is going to help build later.
Yes.
When times come.
Yeah.
That are not pleasant. And not favorable. Because any word that you can just throw out there at any time is not the word that is necessary in the time of trouble. What about when the fire gets intensified? What's inside of you will come out. That's the scripture that matters. Do you understand? And I don't know about you, but I've gone through some stuff that the scripture that's inside of me is him that needs to come out. And then he begins to lead me. Says, I'm not leaving you here, son. Walk this out. How do I walk this out? Follow my steps. And when I quit moving, stop. You're going to feel it get a little bit hot. You're going to feel it get a little bit more intense. You're going to feel it get a little bit more uncomfortable. But be still. Y'all ever been told to be still? Yeah, as kids, we're told to be still all the time, right? Y'all need to be still. Be still. Quit moving around. Take that gum out of your mouth right now. Don't wait till I get home with you right now. Kids are always having to be told to be still, right? All the time. Well, adults ain't any different. We're told to be still too. But we don't like it. So we kick and scream. I know word. I've been church 28 years. And you still the same? This isn't about tenure, baby. It's never been about you just being in church so many years that you got it all together. It's about showing the fruit because you've been through some things. And then when he says, I have called some. And when he calls you, you heard David Walters on Sunday. All are called. But only few are chosen. Few are chosen. Meaning handpicked, selected, set apart, and set in front of. Everybody want to be. I want to be that one. I want to get on that. Maybe I may not be on the battle flowers, but get me on the flambeau. Get me on the river parade. Or get me on the cavalry. What's that other one? Or the Shiners. What, I don't care. Just get me anywhere. I want to be seen.
Cavaliers.
That's the one. Cavalry. Go. Cavalry. Cavalry.
We can't get a cavalry.
We're going to build the body. Build the body. Yeah. We're going to build the body. I'm going to tell you how we do it. You ready to know how we do it? The building process does not start with walls. It starts with vision.
Right?
Isn't it a beautiful place in here? Huh? Beautiful. Nice. Really nice. But it didn't start this way. Someone had a vision. And with that vision, that didn't even make it come to fruition. Not the vision. Someone's vision had to be written down. The blueprints. You know how many blueprints get torn up? Nowadays, everything's on computer CAD and all that, and they put all that on there. So now it's computer. Click, 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 print. These programs are there now because they already know the fundamentals of what goes where and how it's done, so this way it can be erected a certain way. Well, even then, you look at those blueprints. Ooh, that's beautiful. What is it? Wait a minute. What is this? That's the blueprints of your house. They're not my house. My house is supposed to be big, white, has a cathedral ceiling, and it has those bay windows that come out like this so I can oversee the city and I can pray and intercede. He goes, that's there. I don't see those windows there. No, it's there. But what happens is there's certain things that need to take place before you see the reality of it. So it goes from the blueprints now. Whew, this is good. Some of y'all, you might appreciate this, you guys that do construction. You may appreciate this. You know how they have project managers? You notice it was originally construction managers, right? Construction. Because you're going to get your butt dirty doing it. But now they have project managers where they manage from the office. And when they walk out to the project in their loafers, in their slacks. Have y'all seen them? Maybe I maybe talk to some construction workers in here. And they don't like getting dirty. They just know the blueprints. Ask them to go do the work themselves. Oh. I'm a project manager. Tell me what you need and I'll order it for you. And then you ask them a question. Hold on, let me go get the foreman, the one that don't get paid that much, but has to know all the trades. You follow me? So here's what I'm saying. It goes from an idea, someone's vision. What's this? Oh, this is beautiful. I just saw it on Facebook. There was a gentleman that he sketches, and he asked the individual, describe yourself. You seen that one? And then, yes. And so they describe themselves, but they describe themselves the way they see themselves. And somebody else describes them the way they see them, and the other person described them is prettier than the way they describe themselves. So the way other people always see you different than the way you see yourself. It'll preach all by itself. So when you think you're all holy, you know, somebody else will see the truth. I'm the prophet Elijah. How do they see you? The lonely servant that was over there cleaning the floors and bringing the pots to Jesus to bring about. And guess what? That's what they saw you, because they see you humble, but you see yourself this way. There's always a difference. But when Jesus cast the vision on building a kingdom, he didn't miss. As many people think that he missed because Satan came into the garden. That was part of the plan. Part of the plan. To prove how good God is. Because if everything was going good for you, who needs a God? If everything just produced for you like it was originally intended to do, what do you need to work for? He knew that there was going to be a time that he could manifest who he really is through his heart. Ooh, that's good stuff, Pastor. I know it is. I'm telling them. That's what I'm telling them. I want you to go to Matthew 7. Matthew 7. I'll take it back. Since we're right there, let's go to 1 Corinthians 14:33. 1 Corinthians 14. You there say amen. 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 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33. We there? We there? We there? We there? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Okay. Yeah. 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians 14. Let's go to verse 31, please. For in this way you can give testimony, prophesying and thus interpreting the divine will and purpose one by one, so that all may be instructed and all may be stimulated and encouraged. For the spirits of the prophets, the speakers in tongues, are under the speaker's control and subject to being silenced as may be necessary. Y'all don't like that one. Verse 33, for he who is the source of their prophesying is not a god of confusion and disorder, but of peace and order. As is the practice in all the churches of the saints of God, the women shall keep quiet in the church. Oh, I'm just playing.